बहुसांस्कृतिक पृष्ठभूमिका वयस्कहरूको ठूलो हिस्साले अपर्याप्त शारीरिक व्यायाम गर्ने गरेको तथ्याङ्कले देखाउँदा समुदायमा शारीरिक क्रियाकलापको महत्त्वमा जोड दिँदै यस वर्षको बहुसांस्कृतिक स्वास्थ्य सप्ताह मनाइँदैछ। न्यू साउथ वेल्सको संसद भवनमा सोमबार एक कार्यक्रमका बीच राज्यका स्वास्थ्य मन्त्री रायन पार्कको उपस्थितिमा सप्ताहको थालनी गरिएको हो। बयालिस प्रतिशत बहुसांस्कृतिक समुदायका वयस्कले अपर्याप्त शारीरिक व्यायाम गर्ने गरेकोमा अङ्ग्रेजी भाषा बोल्ने देशका वयस्कहरूको यो संख्या 36.3% रहेको तथ्याङ्कले देखाउँदा नेपाली भाषा लगायत अन्य भाषाहरूमा पनि शारीरिक सक्रियताको महत्त्व झल्काउने नयाँ स्रोत सामग्रीहरू एनएसडब्ल्यू मल्टिकल्चरल हेल्थ कम्युनिकेसन सर्भिसको वेबसाइटमा उपलब्ध गराइएको कार्यक्रममा घोषणा गरिएको छ। बहुसांस्कृतिक समुदायले आफ्नो संस्कृतिलाई स्वस्थ रहने माध्यम बनाउनु पर्नेमा सहभागी वक्ताहरूले जोड दिएका छन्। कार्यक्रममा राज्यकी स्वास्थ्य सचिव सुसन पियर्सले नेपाली लगायत अन्य भाषामा नयाँ जानकारीमूलक सामग्रीहरू उपलब्ध गराइएको र समुदायलाई शारीरिक क्रियाकलापलाई प्रोत्साहित गर्न सरकारी अनुदान दिइने पनि घोषणा गरेकी छिन्। पियर्सले व्यस्त जीवनमा शारीरिक व्यायामका लागि कसरी समय निकाल्ने भन्ने बारे यस्तो बताइन्।
Look, you've got to find the time, and I guess the big trick is getting up out of bed and thinking, oh, I really don't feel like doing anything, but just do it. I mean, I know that. I don't mean to steal a quote from Nike, but it really is so true. You know, get your exercise gear out the night before, have it ready so that it's sitting there waiting, and so then it makes it easy to just put it on and off you go.
यसै क्रममा मल्टिकल्चरल हेल्थ कम्युनिकेसन सर्भिस एन्ड हेल्थ इक्विटी प्रमोसन एन्ड प्रिभेन्सन सर्भिसकी डिरेक्टर लिसा वुडल्यान्डले शारीरिक क्रियाकलापले मानसिक स्वास्थ्यमा पनि सकारात्मक प्रभाव पार्ने बताएकी छिन्।
Mental health is very important. We really saw that through COVID, how much suffering there was across communities. And what we know about physical activity is that it's a great form of prevention for illnesses like depression, but it's also a really great way to manage illnesses like depression. And so while our body's moving, our brain is really benefiting from that, and that really affects our mood, and that's so important for how we set up our day as well. So, you know, often in Western cultures, we talk about mind, we talk about body, and they're separate things. And I think we've really forgotten, and we can learn from other cultures, that mind and body are together. So if we move our body, we're really supporting our mind as well.
साथै पियर्सले सामुदायिक नेतृत्वले स्वास्थ्य क्षेत्रमा पुर्याउन सक्ने योगदान COVID-19 को समयदेखि झन प्रष्ट रूपमा देखिएको भन्दै राज्यले बहुसांस्कृतिक समुदायसँगको सहकार्यमा जोड दिने गरेको बताइन्।
I think we have learned a lot over the last 3 years, in particular during the course of the pandemic, where we knew or learned, actually, I should say, that our efforts for the vaccine rollout, for example, was a really big learning experience for us in health. I've been working in health for 35 years, and I learned more in that 3 years around how multicultural groups work together, how the importance of cultural leaders really impacted the ability for us, for example, to roll out that vaccine. And from that time, we have continued those partnerships with Multicultural New South Wales. So every time we're thinking about something in the health space now, we need to be thinking about how we include multicultural groups, how we communicate with them, because not all cultures are the same in terms of how they approach healthcare, and there are different cultural and religious beliefs that impact how people think about things, and we need to learn and listen and not think that we know it all, because we certainly don't.
New South Wales-ki Chief Cancer Officer Tracy O'Brien-le sharirik kriyakalap-le cancer rokthamma kasari sahayog puryaunchha bhanne bare SBS Nepali-sangako kurakani-ka krammma yesto batain.
Yeah, so everybody is at risk of cancer, one in two for people in New South Wales. We're very conscious that our multicultural communities are an incredibly important part of our cancer prevention. We're aware of some barriers to accessing screening, some stigma around cancer, and we're working very hard to address those issues with our multicultural communities. We announced community grants to help in that space, and we're also encouraging and reaching through our multicultural communities to get out and about out, to move, to do exercise, as well as other simple measures like staying safe in the sun, eating well, limiting the amount of alcohol and no smoking.
परिवारसँगै रहेर साथै आफ्नो संस्कृति र परम्परालाई अनुसरण गर्दै पनि शारीरिक रूपमा सक्रिय रहन सकिने बताउँदै साउथ इस्टर्न सिडनी लोकल हेल्थ डिस्ट्रिक्टका चीफ एक्जिक्युटिभ टोबी विल्सनले सरकारले प्रदान गर्न लागेको अनुदानका बारेमा एसबीएस नेपालीलाई जानकारी दिएका छन्.
So for this week particularly, it's an opportunity for us to highlight every move counts and start that conversation with communities. It's an opportunity for us to get resources out there. We've got some small grants that are going out into the community to highlight some of these programs and help them engage more with the community. But really, we want to make sure that the resources are available for our communities, for those that are engaging with the communities, for other health services, so they can actually lead this conversation through this week and initiate these conversations with the community.
सांस्कृतिक र भाषिक विविधता रहेका समुदायमा रहेको स्वास्थ्य समस्याहरूको सम्बोधन गर्ने उद्देश्यका साथ बहुसांस्कृतिक स्वास्थ्य सप्ताह हरेक वर्ष सेप्टेम्बर महिनाको पहिलो सोमबारबाट मनाउने गरिन्छ.